Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Wednesday. It's November 21st. I'm Shannon Lukens. Craig police got a report of a man driving a car in the middle of the road and then sliding off the road early Sunday morning at West 1st Street and Mack Lane. Officers arrested 19-year-old Oscar Balbuena Herrera for DUI and illegal possession or consumption by a person underage for alcohol or marijuana and careless driving. He was released to a sober party. Officer Leonard with Craig Police says dispatch started getting calls 8 minutes later at the Cedar Mountain Trailer Park. Balbuena Herrera was rearrested on charges of resisting arrest, obstructing a peace officer, and third-degree assault of a peace officer. He's been released from jail on bond. That Craig man, who's charged with assaulting a deputy November 10th, is now facing 7 felony charges, including attempted murder of a Moffitt County Sheriff's Office detention deputy. Jeffrey Duzik appeared Tuesday in court via video conference from the Moffitt County Jail. The Craig Press reports Duzik could be sentenced to as many as 48 years in prison, depending on the findings of the court. His next appearance is Tuesday, December 11th. The Wyoming police officer whose gun went off in the bleachers at a Triple Crown baseball game this summer in Steamboat Springs has been offered a plea deal. 37-year-old officer Markham King is with Cheyenne Police. The plea would dismiss the disorderly conduct charge. King would have to plead guilty to reckless endangerment, which has a $500 fine and just over $300 in court costs. King has until December 28th to decide, or the case will go to trial. Because of what happened with the gun going off, Steamboat Police Chief Corey Christensen told his officers they're not allowed to use the same type of clip-draw holster that King had been wearing. The sale of the Trapper Building in Craig is moving ahead. The District Board for the Moffitt County Junior Affiliated College District received an update on the sale of the Trapper Building at their recent meeting. It's scheduled to be sold to fitness directors and operators Dan and Ashley Seeley. Also at the meeting, CNCC President Ron Granger introduced 2 new college vice presidents. Keith Peterson will be the vice president of instruction. James Caldwell will be the vice president of business and administration. CNCC has still not yet hired a vice president of student affairs in Craig. Enrollment for spring is underway. The CNCC campus will be closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving. The ski season has started in Steamboat Springs. The slopes of Steamboat Resort are open as of today with the Gondola and Christie Peak Express running, serving 11 trails and 60 acres. All season passes are valid today. On Friday, Storm Peak Express, Burgess Creek, and the Four Points Lift will open with top-to-bottom skiing and riding, and Howlison Hill opens on Saturday. Dry Creek Park in Hayden will finally be finished. Colorado Health Foundation has awarded the town of Hayden a $500,000 grant. The town is also contributing $130,000 to finish the park project, which will have a playground and outdoor fitness course. The improvements should be completed by June. Dry Creek Park is on South Poplar Street across from Hayden Elementary School. And happy 50th anniversary to James and Mae Vallum, married November 16th, 1968 in Yakima, Washington. They're the former owners of Intermountain Appliances and are now headed south for the winter to Arizona. For the weather, don't forget to call the KRAI Time, Temp, and Weather Hotline. That number's 970-824-1918. And that's the news on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.